Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Grace with your 9am Zlines.
In local news, experts found more teenagers are using typewriters, and it could even help students with ADHD. This come after one of Netflix's most streamed series, Wednesday's main character owning a typewriter. Griffith University education expert Kathy Gibbs also said she could see how typewriters could benefit students with ADHD, but it wasn't sure whether the benefits were sustainable over time. While typewriter historian and restorer Robert Messenger was optimistic that young people could remain interested in typewriting.
In more local news, the Queensland government has released a new strategy aimed at preserving and strengthening Indigenous languages. Unveiling the strategy on Monday, the new plan features 40 actions, including a revitalised research sector, as well as a continuation of the government's Indigenous Languages Grant, which helps community groups deliver statewide language programs. Queensland was once home to around 150 traditional languages, and only 20 remain strong today. As such, Leanne Enoch, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders Partnership Minister, sees this language program as a vital part of cultural preservation, forming a sense of continuity between the leaders of the past and the leaders of tomorrow.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced Australia will work with tech giant Microsoft to build a cyber shield to block global online threats. The company will work with the Australian Signals Directorate, the national agency responsible for cybersecurity and online warfare. The project is part of Microsoft's $5 billion plan in Australia, the company's biggest investment in its 40-year history, that majorly works on cloud technology and artificial intelligence. Mr. Albanese said he aimed at making Australia the world's most cyber-secure nations by 2030.
In more national news, a whistleblower has claimed that Australian funds for asylum seeker welfare in Papua New Guinea have gone missing. The whistleblower, a current employee of the PNG Immigration and Citizenship Authority, has lodged a complaint to the country's Prime Minister, detailing the corruption, fraud, and mismanagement of the Australian taxpayer funding. Over $300 million was provided for this humanitarian program in 2021, given to PNG private contractors to provide for the needs of refugees and asylum seekers, yet the money has seemingly run out. With Stanislaw Hulahau, PNG's chief migration officer, has rejected the allegations of corruption. He ensures a proper investigation and report will be given to the Prime Minister.
In international news, the world's oldest dog has died at the age of 31 years and 165 days. Guinness World Record holder Bobby passed away at his home in Portugal on Saturday. He became both the world's oldest living dog and the oldest dog ever in February, beating an almost century-old record. The previous oldest dog ever was Australia's Bruy, who died in 1939 at the age of 29 years and 5 months.
For your weather today, it's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.au.